Let's read to each other. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Today's title, The First Key for Team Ministry. This year, our church will have the year that this team ministry will be taking place. What's the key for the team ministry? First key. We should have the meaning of the acceptance. Then each of us really should enjoy this meaning and realize have realization, then we have to able to transmit this. For the introduction, what is the evangelism movement? It's not the evangelism, but evangelism movement. The evangelism meaning that, those someone who really grab hold of the covenant of the Mount Calvary, Mount Olives, and walks up a room. Which means that Jesus is the Christ, He is all the solution. Olive, Mount Olive means that God's kingdom will be established, and because of that, with the power of the Holy Spirit, then we conquer the world. Then you grab hold on to the covenant. Then in the 114, Acts 114, you grab hold on to the covenant and then focus, and then they actually pray. And all this content of all this covenant is called the gospel. And through the covenant of this Christ, and then the team Paul, the group of five, they grab hold onto the covenant. They went to Asia, Macedonia, Rome. And that's how they actually evangelized the whole world. That's what we call the movement, evangelism movement. So you and I have been saved, and we come to church and to give worship. It's very important, but that's not all the things. That's not everything. Through you, this countless demons, that's what this country really believes. And then we have to really let them know that there is the God, there is the gospel. And through that work, and then to all these nations, then God will really open the door. And for the sake of this gospel to listen, then all these disciples, through all these disciples, then the world will be really evangelized. And that's the covenant that the early church people will grab hold on to. But this age, you and I should really have this covenant. Then that's how we really started the walk of faith. That intentionally, they went into the regions area. When they really transmit this Christ in the region, then that's when the darkness will be really broken down. That's why you really have to have this covenant. And for the sake of the region, you have to keep praying for the region so that the darkness will be really broken down. Then that's the movement you should be really doing. So in a sense, it's very difficult for the pastors and assistant pastors to do these things. So from So, of course, though, the elders and church leaders will be really having the business, and then they might be really earning lots of money, but that's not the important part. First and most, they really should enjoy this gospel and then Christ. And of course, it's important for us to really have all this reviving, and all these buyers and clients, the employees. All this movement should be really taking place. That's what we call the lay people movement. Then otherwise, if you don't really have this, then you'll be really just talking about if you realize something or not. Why? Because it should be the movement. It should be the movement. If you really do this, if you really have the conclusion of the answer in Christ, and that person enter into the one region, and then they quietly can really have the Christ movement. With the business, with that specialty, through these things, and then you can give the answers to these people in your field. So first key is that we have them accept Christ, and then if they accept the Christ, and then we really have to make sure that they can understand in depth what this acceptance and salvation really means, and they should really have the assurance for that. So that's what we need to do through the team ministry. So with Elder Gao and Lang, and Saint Deaconess Lang, then there is the Enbin's mom, and in Gunma, then they really receive the grace, and then as soon as we got here back, and then they really called again that then some of them couldn't really attend that worship, but we want to be there. So in one region, then you enter, and then that's how all these prepared people are really gathering. So he's been Pastor John has been really sick, but even though the situation is like that, then you should really tell her the way of salvation, and then you should really make her into the disciple who can evangelize. That is the lay people movement. So up to some from all this area, you must know that there is the limit that all the pastors and assistant pastors are really moving. So if we can really, like lay people can enter into all these regions, and then we can through your work, and then we should really be able to preach this gospel. Because the pastors will have some kind of limitation, but you guys don't really have the limit in your own field. So all these area, all this darkness will be broken down. That's the movement that we must really be doing. So this coming Friday, we have this homestay. 15 households really enroll themselves to open and then to have the team ministry, and thank you for that. Even still, you have these church leaders are really prepared. They can even willing to really have this ministry, remnant, the ministry, but then then it's very important to really make them into the realization. Then they should be able to do the prayer. When they really realize something, then they should really open up themselves, and then they should really have the enjoyment of the gospel. If they realize the gospel, they should have the enjoyment. Then that enjoyment is actually the prayer. But once you really start enjoying it, and then there should be someone that you want to transmit. Then that's what we're gonna do. So through this homestay, then I really start feeling like all this the remnant movement is really taking place. If we really have the time to really have this forum time to really then when you really have this movement, then all these people who have really opened their house will also realize that this is the part that we haven't really been able to prepare. Oh, there's something that I didn't really realize. Then from moment by moment, and then they will really realize. Then the remnants. They even go to the church diligently, and still they don't even know the gospel yet. Then you may really realize that you will really be able to see that in front of God, and then you can really have the attitude to really stand in front of God. It's not really like if they realize or not, it's not really the measurement. For the sake of this remnants, I can show them the prayer, the attitude of prayer. And these kids can really missing all this moment to pray. Then when you really start praying like that, the prayer really start, then all this darkness, that Satan's partisan is really there in each of them. But this darkness will be really broken down, and then it will be really changed to the God's partisan. And that's the team ministry, and that's the time that you can really have this homestay. Then you have received that Jesus and then became a child of God. And you should really tell them the meaning. And the acceptance means that you received that salvation. When you say salvation, then there, even the Buddhism or any kinds of religions to have the faith, belief. But what do we mean by that? It means the salvation. Buddhism, all these new religions, our faith is that God is within me, and he indwells in me, and he's with us. That's what it means by the salvation. Yet all did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. when you heard the doorbell, then he will check who has invited, and then you will let him in. Then that's what it means by the acceptance. But you accepted him, but you don't even, you accept him, but you don't even know why he came, and then who came. If you don't know the meaning of that, and then it doesn't mean that you really accepted him. Today, you really accepted Jesus Christ, and with the faith, and then you have received him. Then you should really know the relationship with him, then why he should stay with us, inside of us. You should know that meaning. And God really came in, enter into myself. Are you believing in him as a religion, or do you really accept him, believe in him? All these religions, Catholics, Buddhism, or other things, they just really accept by your own heart. These, they don't even know that those gods and goddesses really enter into themselves. Then people will just say that, I believe, I'll just look upon the God. But the gospel, but the Christ, as soon as you accepted him, and then he enters into you, and then he is the one who built the temple already in yourself. Then that's what we call the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The part completely, he indwells in you. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to abandon you. Till the end, forever, he will be with you. That's what he said. The faith of the gospel and the faith of the religion is very different. When you really go to the church, and then in your life, and then it's not Jesus. Why? Because it's religiously believe in it. So there's no influence whatsoever. You just go to the church, and then you give worship in front of, and then you call yourself Christian. But if you look into your life, there's no content. You don't even know what kind of God is indwelling in you. But all of us do have this kind of walk of faith, and that's what we call the religion. But the God that you and I really believe today is not the God that you just need to go to attend the church and then that's it. But he is really with in your life. In your life, he is so attached, and then he's so connected. Why? John 3:16, it says, don't you know that the God indwells in yourself? 1 Corinthians 3:16. Theologically, that's what we mean by the indwelling. That's what we call the salvation. Is there a God inside of you? Then I'm not quite sure if he's within me, if you don't really have the assurance. Because you don't know the content, you don't know the assurance. That's why you and I, once you accepted Christ, and that from that moment, forever, he is not going to leave you, then he will be with you. That's the fact. And those who really believe in this can be called the believers. And then that's what we call the salvation. going to church doesn't really mean that they can understand these things. So really, what do we mean by the believing in Christ? Revelation 3:20. It says that the God, Christ is really standing and knocking the door, outside of the door. If we open up, open the door and then let me in, then I'll enter and then I will have a meal with you, inside of you. Finally, he enters in me. So the God, the Holy Spirit, the God re-enters. Then doesn't matter if you commit crimes. Once you get salvation, this salvation is eternal. That is the promise that was given in the Bible. God is not gonna change himself because of the mood and the feeling. God is not like that. Once he really made the promise, and then it won't be changed even for a bit, one stroke. But that's the covenantal promise. That's covenant. He made the covenant. He created the covenant. So according to the law, according to the covenant, you accepted Jesus Christ, and eternally you became a child of God. But because of that, you are saved. Then this assurance should be really yours, and then you have the walk of faith. Rather, you were kind of just showing off your own action to go to by going to the church. There is the action that will be really toward the target of the faith. But God is not really looking at the action. He rather looking at your spirit, if the life enters into you or not. The life should be there. It's not the form. It's not the action. It's the life. And the life should stay, should remain in you. Even if your wife has a good faith, and then when you, after you die, and it's not gonna be possible that you just grab her skirt, edge of the skirt, and then you also try to ascend to heaven. Individually, you have to meet Christ. Individually. Each of you, each of us should really accept Christ. Then that's very individual. So that's what we really have to tell them, let them know. Some of them will just come to church very well and then come to worship very well, but some of them don't even have the assurance. So that's why the homestay is very important. 101. We should really have the deep conversation. How much prayer I had. I couldn't really pray for these kids. I couldn't really, if you can discover yourself that you haven't really been able to pray for them. You're the Christian. It's not really about this kid is bad. So the darkness of the partisan, the darkness has really formed inside of these remnants, and you are the one who can really break down the darkness and then Satan's partisan. So till the end, forever, God will be with us. Romans 8:31-39. So in our walk of faith, and there will be lots of incidents some accidents that we cannot even solve all by ourselves. But all these things cannot really take us and separate us from the love of God. There's nothing. So you cannot be really, all these things cannot be really taken away. The sword, knives, and all the problems that we have inside of the gospel then cannot be really taken away. You have received these tremendous blessings, and then that's how you're living your life. So you have that assurance, or you don't have the assurance, and you just go to the church, and whenever you have the problems, then which one will be really having the assurance? Those who really have the assurance of this gospel. It's okay if I'm really weak, because if God really works, and then it will be possible, and then that's how you can really receive the power to really overcome all these problems. So as a gospel church, each one of us, we should really all know that what we mean by the believing in the Christ. And you transmit this thing to the people. This person is really devoting themselves. This person really gave lots of offering, and they're really devoting themselves. That's that all? It's not everything. If they feel good, they can do it. When you really have the darkness, problems, conflicts, do you really have the power to really enjoy that the God is with you? Then nothing will be the problems, because everything will be the problem, will be the answer, will be the prophet for the sake of the prophet, for the sake of the gospel. You should really have the assurance, and the more assurance you have, the wider your spiritual eyes will be open. So you will not lose hold of the covenant, and that's how much you can receive the spiritual strength. So all these people of this church should really have this, and then should really enjoy teaching this to the other people. This is what we call the team ministry. Then by law, your status has been changed. Your status. Hebrews. Hebrews 1:14, Revelation 8:3-5. Through the armies of angels, they'll give you the power, they will give you the strength, and all these armies of angels will be protecting you. Then God is the one who will be really responsible for yourself. So when the angel works, Matthew, Matthew 10:30, and then those who that God already gave the power to break down the forces of darkness. Then all the heaven was guaranteed. So like this. So the armies of angels had been really sent and mobilized. In the Old Testament, all these promised things was really restored. Number three. We should really restore the New Testament, blessing of the New Testament. So in the Old Testament, what was restored? So what was restored? The Genesis 1:27 and 28. We are the spiritual beings to really give worship in front of God, and that we were really created in the image of God. And those who are really created on this earth, so where they're really coming from and what kind of education they've been really receiving, all these things don't really matter. We should really have the spirit, because we are not really born as an animal. We really had the image of God. What do we mean by image? That is, the God is with us, and we are the beings that the God will live with us, will live with us. But because of Satan, when we really were separate from God, then this Satan was really actually captured our spirit. Then we were away, we were really apart from God. So look at these flowers. They're, since they are really aparted from the ground, it just left where it should belong to. So God really created us so that the God should be with us. Then spiritually, you are apart from it, then you're spiritually dead. So the spirit and souls can be really healed by the Christ. That's why you believe in Christ, the God's image. You will conquer the culture, you will conquer the world. So if you don't know God, but you have lots of worldly knowledge, still, you don't have the basic of the knowledge. And so it's important to have the knowledge, but it's important, the most important thing for us is to really have this spiritual knowledge to really know God. But people on this earth had no choice but to follow the physical of things, worldly knowledge. All of you do have the cell phone. You have smartphones, whatever. You don't even see it, but we have lots of signals. But it just temporarily. If you can really see that, you probably want to just avoid. So it's good for us that we can already see the signals. If you can see the Satan all the time, then how terrible that is. What if you can see the evil spirit? So it's good for us that we cannot even see it. Even if you have the nightmare, or if you have the spiritual paralyzed at night, and then that's just hard enough. So humans are very foolish. We have no choice but to have this. So what I know is my experience, my past. If there's someone who is much greater than you are, then still they will, you will just say, oh, that's great, but that's it. So there is more. Everything is really hidden. That's why we call it secret. It's just hidden, you don't see it, but it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It's hidden and you don't see it, then you cannot really, you just can't believe that what is really visible. Those who are really created in the image of God should really recognize, should really believe that God first. Then you can think about the earning money. You believe in God and you can really meet the people. That's how you can really in the Old Testament, what we mean by the enjoyment is to really restoring the original image. Genesis 6:14-20, for the sake of you, for yourself, for your family, and for the sake of all these living things. Because I will judge everything with the water. Then the ark means the Christ, and ark means the salvation. Then you can really understand, try to receive and listen to the God's word. That your walk of faith should be done by not any other people, but for yourself. Then you fight against each other. Then you say that I don't go to the church. Then what's the relationship with you having the fight with your spouse and then going to church? For the sake of you, for your family, you have to build the ark. That was the promise, just giving. Those who really didn't grab hold onto that covenant, then they are all dead. Then there are people who are really survived through the water, but there are lots of people who really died and lost their lives because of the water. The Bible, it talks about the God's promise. You just need to believe in the promise. So we had no choice but to really destroy it, and that was the Genesis 22:1-13. So God said that you have to offer the Isaac. And in Mount Moriah, then Abraham just tried to kill Isaac because God told him so. Then God really stopped him. Then I stop. You don't kill Isaac. I see your faith. Then the sheep was prepared for Isaac. Isaac was the one who had to die. Today, you and I had to die because of the original sin. However, God himself really died for us instead of us. Because of Christ, and you were restored and you were revived. You should have that assurance and then have the walk of faith. I could do well in the church or not. It's not really the walk of faith. It's not, it shouldn't be centered with it. This gospel, this message and covenant that have been really declared in the church, do you really believe in it? That's the faith. Through the faith. For over 440 years, then they lost all of the covenant, and as a result, they were the slaves. However, Exodus 3:18, the blood of sacrifice, blood of lamb, you have to put that blood at the on the above the door, around the door, or the servant of the death will really pass over your house. All these curses and disasters, that's where you're free. Because of Satan, you have no choice but to descend to the hell. But Christ came, and then he's the one crushing the head of Satan. And then you have received this Christ as your Savior. From the moment on, you are completely free and liberated from the curses and darkness and disasters. That's what it means by the Passover. Because the Jesus' death on the cross was prophesied in the Bible. But because of this main figure of the Old Testament, you are saved, and then you have to know that the prophet, king, and the priest, they are the three offices, three kinds of people who got anointed. And God himself really opened the door to meet God. Even Jesus himself said, I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So in order for God to revive ourselves, and then Christ came to shed his blood for us and died for us, and that's how we became liberated from the sins and the curses. You can be extremely great individual on this earth, but if Satan really works upon your background, and then it doesn't really matter how popular you are. And there's one another popular actor in Korea has committed suicide. He was kind of accused that whether he was on the drug or not. It doesn't really matter how popular you are. With that kind of popularity, and then when the darkness really comes upon and then worked upon you as the background, and those things would really that will really make you destroyed. All these foolish people don't understand the spiritual world, then those people have no choice but to have the failure. So we are the ones who can really talk about this, and then please think about it. And then we have restored that authority. John 1:14 First John 3:8. The reason why the Son of God has came to this earth to crush the head of Satan. Even if I don't have the power, but the Christ in me has the power. Then if something happens, then you may accuse someone, you will complain. That's how weak and small we are. We can pretend how we are strong. But you gotta know that the background is Satan. The Satan working upon us should be really destroyed, and it should be the God. The reason why Jesus' son, the Son of God, has really appeared on this earth was really to destroy the head of Satan. And that is the faith, and that is believing, that is the faith, and then because of the faith you can receive that salvation. And what do I mean by that? Restoration of the New Testament, the blessing of the New Testament. Because of the separation from God, all the problems has really started. All this Emmanuel was really taking place, and then David really confessed that he, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not be in want. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego was put into the fire 7 times stronger. But if God is with me, even if He's not with me, it doesn't really matter. We are not going to bow down before the idols. They were put in the fire, but the king saw the fourth one, but they came out, but there are only three. And it really means that those who are really saved, then God is the one who will be responsible for those God's children. So all the background, you have this background, and then that's how you're actually living. All the Matthew 28:16-20, those who really have all the authorities in heaven and earth is with you. The reason why I called you is to be with you. And I gave you the authority so that you can drive out the demons. And Mark 16:15-20, this is a sign that will cause that will happen to you. You can really drive out the demons. Those who really have the illusion, those who really have the nightmares, you keep praying. With their own thing, and then it's not really you, it's not really strongly pray. Then that's how you can drive out the demons. No, really. Because Jesus really built the bodies and the temple inside of you, and from that moment on, the Satan cannot even touch you. So you should really have the assurance imprinted in yourself, because you prayed a lot, and that's how the darkness will be really broken down. Not really. That's not what the Bible says. And all the authority of heaven and earth has been given to you. So God is the one who really have all this authority, and then so I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6-12. If it's not through Jesus Christ, then it's impossible for us to meet God. Then with the evidence, and God really came as it was prophesied, and then He really died according to the prophecy. And He even said that you until the end of the earth, you'll be my witnesses. Luke 19, Matthew 10:1. Mark 3:15, there is the evil spirit. You should be really driving out. You have received the authority to break down the serpents and scorpions. It's not your power, but the power inside of you has the power. Then that name of Christ, that name is also given to yourself in the Bible. So the matter here is that if you have the assurance or not. So that's how you can really pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Then what kind of faith you really have. So don't just go to the church. I'm not the pastor who always think about the revivals and then try to eat out of it. The problems that you have in your family household and no one can solve it, then doesn't really matter what we try to do. We cannot really come out from that level. So this tremendous authority and status have been really given to us. But you always look at the problems. You really believe in Christ, but you're always packed. And then you really think that the remnants should really receive this inheritance from you. We have to really restoration. You really have restored all these blessings. It's not really according with your own power, but you really have to believe that if you don't really need your power, but you really have to believe in it. But because of your own intelligence, you really think that you're someone. It's impossible for that person, for those people, but it's possible for me. If you keep thinking about it, you're very miserable. There are lots of smart people, rich people, but because of their own knowledge and intelligence, then they cannot really believe. You should really pray that you have to have the faith. Because of the grace of God, and then you can really believe. And that's the true faith. Matthew 28:16-20. All the authorities in heaven and earth. Now, all the things that is really in the heaven and on earth. And Hebrews 1:10 and Hebrews 1:14. The angels will help you and the armies of angels will be mobilized. John 14:1-3. For the sake of you, then Jesus said that after his preparation in heaven, then he will come back for us. That's the background as for the saved people. These things are really promised, and you really have to confirm that all these things are really given. Then one by one, all these things should be imprinted in the remnants. God, thank you, God, through the first service. Thank you for letting us realize the meaning of the acceptance, and let us grab hold on to this covenant. And as please work upon us so that we can really imprint this and transmit this. So next generation, let's really have the assurance. Let us be victorious with this assurance. Thank you, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.